Good evening, everyone. It's the 13th of September, Monday morning, Monday evening. And it never ceases to amaze me how these online companies are just totally clueless about customer service. And I would not recommend eBay. I could tell you that. I've had challenges with eBay, and I think I'm going to close my account down with eBay. So far, Amazon's been pretty good. Now, there are some online companies that the customer service is just absolutely superior. They've got good people. eBay's not one of them. Okay. Well, you know, we are doing a lot online anymore, and they're setting us up so that we'll fail. That's what it is. They're going to have, I believe, a major cyber attack, which will shut down banking, it'll shut down our marketing, it'll shut down first they take away your travel, then they let you go online, and then they're going to take away that too. I said, well, why are you so negative, Larry? Because I know how these people operate. I know how they operate. They're Satan. Satan comes to seek to destroy. He's a liar. He's a cheater. He's a deceiver. And in contradistinction to that, we have a Savior who is a truth teller. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. It's nice to know that we are in touch with the truth teller. We talk to people that have all kind of scams, and they make all kind of misrepresentations of their abilities and their products. And they take your money. Once they have your money, it's over with. It's like negotiating with the terrorists, the Taliban. Okay? Once they have your money, it's over with. But Jesus Christ said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And we didn't have to pay anything for his service to us, which was his death on the cross. It was a free gift. And he still gives and gives and gives and gives. And he is an intercessor for us. He intercedes for us. And he was our sin bearer. He paid a ransom for us. And what a big contrast there is between Jesus Christ and what he's done for his people, and what these people out here who say they're great successes, what they don't do for their consumers. Okay. What a contrast. Jesus Christ said that if I go away, I will prepare a place for you and come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. You know, these people try to make all these wild claims that if you'll come with me, you'll get a six-figure income, and you'll live in a $500,000 mansion, you'll travel all around the world, blah, 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 blah. But Jesus Christ's claims are real. He said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And he also said that the reason he went away, that he would send a comforter, and he did. And we look to the Holy Spirit as our guide and our comforter. And so if you're frustrated about people that you deal with on the internet, just realize that, you know, the internet is a pretty evil system, really. And it's based upon the beast system, you know. And I don't put any stock or claim in the internet. It's a vehicle. That's all it is. I couldn't be able to broadcast tonight if it wasn't for the internet. I couldn't be able to have, could not have been able to proclaim the gospel for the last 13 years on YouTube and on Facebook and on the other platforms, BitChute, Brighteon, and Parler, and iConnect FX, and MeWe, and Gab, and all the rest of them. So we can utilize the internet to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. You know, we can use the internet to go on sermon audio and do sermons, expositional teachings. I put an expositional teaching that we had last night on the seventh, remainder of the 17th chapter of Acts by Brother Paul. If you get a chance, you might want to take a listen to that. It's on sermon audio. Anyway, I hope you all are doing well tonight. I'm going to get a little bit of rest. It's been a... coming out of retirement has not been easy. You know, I've had to learn a lot of new things on technology that I thought I knew some things, but I found out I really don't know anything. I'm in a learning curve. Continue to pray for Walt Stickle. He's going to be heading out here on Wednesday morning. He's got 2,500 miles ahead of him, approximately that. That's about 6 days of travel, hard travel. So keep him in your prayers. And remember our friends, Tom and Tori, what they're going through. Tori said she learned today that her daughter was taken shot number two. She was devastated. Remember our other friends, Adiola up in Canada. He's going through a lot. Remember John Avizito up in Canada. Remember Rick Vitoric. Remember in California. Remember all those who are losing their jobs because of this. I've got a new saying. BDB, BDB, bring down Biden, bring down Biden. And if Trump was in there, it'd be BDT, bring down Trump, bring down Trump. They're both in the same camp because they're pushing this crazy vaccination. You all have a blessed evening.